Number 39 to Sister Remigia. My good daughter, I received your letter and with sorrow I learned of the state of your health. Patience, my daughter. Dear Jesus wants to make you mature more in sanctity, and his divine volition wants to hasten its life in your soul. Crosses are firewood. The more the wood, the more the fire grows. Or like the sun to the plants, which caresses the plants with its light and heat, matures them and gives them sweetness and taste. Without a cross, we are like unripened fruits, like sterile plants, which do more harm than good. However, my daughter, remove the sadness from your soul. Do not get discouraged or disturbed. Hold peace as the greatest treasure. Jesus is good. He won't harm you, but will dispose everything for your good. Now, I want to know how you feel. I leave you in the divine volition, and everything you suffer and do, place it in its hands, so that you may provide it with all the that is necessary to put it to work. If you give it nothing, it will remain idle within you, and you will feel empty of the work of the divine will. Therefore, be attentive and behave in such a way as to be able to say, I know nothing but divine will. It is my mother, my sister, my life, my all, my heaven, and my paradise on earth. Amen, fiat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, in the Catechism, there is a passage in which the Church says that the way of perfection passes by way of the cross. Mr. Picaretta is talking about the crosses that the firewood. The more crosses we receive, the more the fire grows in us. And we are called to be perfect. We are called to perfection. This is what our Lord Jesus says to the disciples. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And how can we reach the way of perfection? We see in different saints, it comes to mind Saint Teresa of Lisieux with her little way. Loving God or doing everything out of love for God. She was very close to arrive basically to the possession of the divine will. But still, she was doing it for love of God, and it was very good, but it's different if we say, come and do it with me or in me. You do it. Her way was, I pick up this pen to love you. But it's different if I say, come and pick up this pen in me. Different ways, all the saints, and we were talking about the spiritualities, different spiritualities, they all aim to arrive to perfection. But they didn't have this explanation. Even Brother Lawrence, he's so close, basically practicing the divine, living in the divine will, but he doesn't possess the doctrine, the full knowledge. And we are so blessed to be able to possess these writings, to be able to read these writings and now to study them and to practice them. Because these writings will bring us to that place where the saints, they desire to arrive, and that with so many sacrifices, they advance in the spiritual life, but they couldn't reach to that union, to that complete union of the divine will operating in them. So when Luisa Picaretta talks about these crosses, again, we can see that even in her teachings, in her writings that are not private revelation like the letters, that she's able to pass on this doctrine of living in the divine will with a very simple teaching that I will say that only those who are obstinate will not accept these writings because they are so clear and they are so intertwined with the catechism and even the structure of the writings, because a little bit, it follows a little bit of the structure of the Gospels. In this particular letter, when Luisa Picaretta tells Sister Remigia to accept her crosses, that the more crosses she receives is like more fire that will grow in her soul. And we go back to that notion of expansion, the expansion of the soul, of growing in. If this concept of growing in the soul expanding were not in the church, then the gospel that our Lord Jesus gives us, that he tells us to be perfect, will not make sense. But it makes sense because even in that gospel, he's calling us to perfection, meaning that for sure, we are not there yet because he says, be perfect. If those people were perfect, he would have said, remain perfect. Remain there, perfect as you are. But he's calling us to perfection, which implies a growth, a change. And this is what happens. We achieve that perfection. Or to put it in other words, more correctly, the Holy Spirit is able to achieve that in us. He's able to do it in us. Because by ourselves, we can do nothing. Our Lord Jesus tells us, you can do nothing without me. But I will send you the Holy Spirit. It will help you. It will guide you. It will teach you. And then at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, and I will remain with you till the end of time. He wants to remain in every single act, specifically when it comes to crosses. I think I also share with you in the past this passage from volume, the second volume. Now, our Lord Jesus explains also to Luisa Picaretta that those who suffer the most here, they will have a very special place in heaven, higher place in heaven. And he talks exactly about the cross. It's in volume 2, March 31, 1899. You have time, you can look at that passage. It talks about the crosses and how those who embrace their crosses in this world, they will receive a greater place in heaven. Another interesting thing that I find in Elizabeth Garreta here in this letter, that when she says, "My daughter, remove the sadness from your soul. Do not get discouraged or disturbed. Hold peace as the greatest treasure. Jesus is good. He won't harm you, but will dispose everything for your good." It is difficult to not to be discouraged because we are humans. Luisa Picarreta is already instructed in the divine will. She understands the doctrine of living in the divine will. She's been instructed by our Lord. And you see that she's able, she understands this divine science, and she's able to transmit it. And you see that even in these writings, she goes in line basically with what the church teaches. There is nothing strange. It's exactly what the church teaches, that we have to offer up everything. So again, for us, that's the teaching too. This letter is directed, written to Sister Regina, but the same teaching remains for us, for each one of us. Do not be discouraged. And actually, this notion comes also from the Gospel of John, when our Lord Jesus says to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places, and I'm going up to prepare a place for you." And the more you embrace the crosses, a higher place, a better place for us. So you see also that to live in this way, it requires a lot of faith, a lot of trust, to believe that what our Lord Jesus is telling us through the Book of Heaven, through the writings of Luisa Picarreta, her letters, that everything is in harmony if you read it with the teaching of the church. I think if you read it in this way, again, only those who are obstinate and they don't want to understand, they will not understand. Because otherwise, to me, it's very clear. It's very clear that if he's able to descend and remained under the species of to use a simple piece of bread and a little bit of wine to descend and be real and stay with us, how much more he will be able to use our human acts to descend and live in our souls. After all, this is what happens in baptism. He descends and he enters into the creature, and we become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity. And in confirmation, he descends and brings seven gifts, and they remain and they grow the more we learn to operate them. And the more we learn about these gifts, the more they grow in us. Always growing in. So basically, it depends of us. How much more we're able to receive from God, how much sanctity, love, wisdom, beauty, and everything that God is, can the creature possess, depends on the creature. allowing our Lord to do his work in us, basically. So let us ask our Lord Jesus that through the Holy Spirit and through the intercession of the Blessed Mothers, we may be able to possess his will operating in our souls. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.